Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Liebman for presentation of CCR for Senate Bill 232.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 232 by Johnson of the Senate and Miller of the House, an act relating to state employees.
Representative Liebman, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 232 relates to leave benefits. There is some confusion on how they're calculated. It amends it to from a monthly pay period to let me see what this says. I ought to look myself.
Members, you heard the explanation of the bill or the questions?
Takes a month out and says pay period.
Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Liebman, would it be safe to characterize this as follow-up legislation to the biweekly payroll?
Representative Liebman, suspend, please. House will come to order. House will come to order. Members, take your seats. Take your conversations outside. House will come to order. Representative Liebman, you're recognized to answer the question.
Would you repeat the question, please, Representative Reynolds?
I was just wondering if this is follow-up language to the biweekly payroll problem.
Well, it clarifies some confusion that they had, I think, after we passed this a week or so ago.
See no further questions. Representative Liebman moves adoption of CCR to Senate Bill 232. Will there be debate? Will be debate. See no debate. All those in favor of adopting CCR, say aye. Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. 4-3 in the bill.
Senate Bill 232 by Johnson of the Senate and Miller of the House, an act relating to state employees.
Representative Liebman moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will be debate. See no debate. The question for the House is shall the bill pass? Clerk Life Lakes Machine starts to announce the roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Martin Scott votes aye. Representative Brown votes aye. Representative Morgan votes aye. Representative Fields votes aye. Representative Schwartz votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Jackson votes aye. Representative Ritz votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Kirby votes aye. Representative Brandon votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Wesselhoff votes aye. Representative DeWitt votes aye. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Representative Martin Scott votes aye. Representative Shoemake, Hamilton, Hickman, Jett, you care to vote? Representative Hickman votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Jett, Shoemake, Hamilton. Representative Jett votes aye. Representative Hamilton votes aye. Representative Shoemake, you care to vote? Declare the vote.
98 ayes, 0 nay.
Having received a majority vote, those elected to the Constitution of the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Liebman now asks the vote on the bill be the vote of emergency without objection. That will be the order. Declare the vote.
98 ayes, 0 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote, those elected to the Constitution of the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.